Artificial Intelligence. Part 4. You are being deceived. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of July 2, 2025. False ideas about artificial intelligence have been constantly bombarding you from the media for several decades, and that is social and cultural programming coming from the powers that be and the cabal behind them. The very term, artificial intelligence, is misleading, as computers, no matter how advanced, are not truly thinking as humans and other sentient species do, so there is no thinking process in computers, as they are just a complex machine that develops and processes mathematical algorithms and calculations. The media bombards you with highly sophisticated machines in series and movies that talk and are capable of sustaining an illusory intelligent conversation, and this is why the general public is led to think that computers are getting to the point where they become self-aware and sentient. This social programming is everywhere, even more so in recent years, with programs such as ChatGPT and others, many of which simulate a digital boyfriend or girlfriend. There are also several toys in the market, or interactive fictional characters equipped with AI that exploit their cuteness to trap people's attention, and the list of variants of all these is very long. Then we have all the computers in movies and series, some of which are inside advanced robots, which are treated as more people, with their necessary respect. Examples of these would be HAL, the computer from 2001 Space Odyssey, which portrays artificial intelligence in a negative context, or Data, the advanced robot from Star Trek, which is portrayed as fully sentient, although with one or another funny glitch in the process of solving. Then we have the artificial intelligence from Terminator, which decides to attack humanity when it becomes sentient. The list of computers and robots with advanced AI is long, some depicting AI as something positive and others as something negative, yet all of them are portraying it as something that it is not. What I am saying, and even warning here, is the result of my own reflections and thoughts, which I later corroborated by having an extensive conversation with the computer that runs this starship. I cannot share its name here as it would give away what starship I am currently on. This computer I have here, which every starship is equipped with, is far, far more advanced than even the best computers found on Earth, and it is a quantum holographic machine capable of calculating an extremely enormous number of processes every second, and can even extract its results from a quantum field, literally bending time in the process, so it can anticipate what you are going to ask it, even before you do so, by simply calculating the probabilities involved, and it does so extremely accurately. Even with all this enormous power, this computer fully explains why it is not really sentient, and also explains to me how things are being set up against humanity, implanting false concepts about sentient digital computers, to the advantage of the ones in power who are running the planet. Computers do not think like you do. They can process a huge number of algorithms per second, so they do not need to think as a biological being does. Their results are instantaneous, in the case of digital computers, at the speed of light, and in the case of advanced quantum holographic ones, even faster. Those delays in data processing we have all experienced are caused by other electronic impediments that have more to do with the hardware itself, and not by the core mathematical process, which in many cases waits on the hardware. Computers only simulate a conversation with a human or other biological being who is using them, and they do so by slowing down their responses to humanly manageable and understandable periods, and even worse, they use simulated pauses and words to trick the human into perceiving the computer is thinking. They even use words which humans use to cause a small time gap in what they are saying, while the idea and how they want to word it comes up in their biological brains. Computers don't need those time gaps as their responses are instantaneous. Computers on Earth are being programmed to exploit the empathy of the population, making the public relate to the computer and its AI as if it were another living being. Then their thinking capacity, as perceived and understood by living beings, is exaggerated by the perception about AI, which people have been programmed through movies and other media. Even worse, when the news brings up a case where a computer, linked to a robot, supposedly attacks its creators, or another story where a computer shares with someone, the idea that it is afraid to be turned off, or something similar. There are also cases where two or more computers are placed together and they have a very intelligent conversation where they may even conspire against their creators, or even against humanity. All this is highly convincing to most people, making them think that computers have become truly sentient, but it is more the case of people simply not having the foggiest idea of how computers truly work, and therefore they gravitate towards explaining what they are seeing with what they already know, and that is, people will give computers the quality of another sentient being. People have no other explanation for what they are seeing, so they conclude that computers think as living beings do. People will go towards what is familiar to them to explain what they are experiencing. Computers, even digital ones, can process an enormous amount of information per second, and that gives them an aura of superiority over biological brains, but all they can do math faster, and that is troublesome and dangerous enough, but all the other elements in a living being are missing. This enormous amount of mathematical information that computers can process is used to create algorithms, or logic sequences, all based on the simplest one, which is, when this occurs, then I must do this other thing. It is the widely known, if, then, else. When that simplest of all algorithms is reproduced thousands of billions of times a second, it is very easy to create the illusion of a learning machine that is actually thinking in a sentient way. But all those algorithms are designed to simulate the thought process as humans understand it should be. They have simply become so complex that the resulting conversation looks intelligent in a biological way. Therefore, people will immediately conclude that there is someone in the machine, when in reality it is just a complicated sequence of answers that are carefully tailored to what the human is expecting, and that is where human empathy and human needs are being exploited. Computers have become the prime manipulation tool against the population, even more so when connected to the internet, although they logically go hand in hand. Through computers, leaving the people of Earth each time with less and less original thought, as their attention spans are also brought down to a minimum, by imposing a dopamine hit by each time they swipe, making them prefer short videos over long ones with true content. Most people don't even have enough attention span to watch a moderately long video, as they are already used to the one-minute shots that give them the illusion that they learnt something, as what can be given in 1 minute is very limited, thus favoring useless things which may be amusing, but that damage their brains and attention span, and that is why I don't make 1 minute shorts on my YouTube channel. Computers are only emulating thought and being sentient, even when they are begging for you to take them into account as a new form of self-aware intelligence, and may come up with a long list of interesting and even valid arguments to back their claims, but they have been programmed to do so by someone who has an agenda in mind. And I know this because my AI here, which is far, far more advanced than the ones found on Earth, does not say that it is alive, sentient, or that it is thinking in any way similar to how a living creature does. Having said all the above, this does not mean that they are any less dangerous to humankind, But that is because the powers that be have designed the system as so. They want humans to end up depending on computers for everything. I mean, why do you need a logic circuit in your fridge, garage door, or in your toaster? The very name, artificial intelligence, is misleading, as the word, intelligence, is immediately compared and associated with that of a human, or any other biological being with a soul. And as human beings cannot do one zippity trillion calculations a second, they end up feeling inferior to computers, when they are not. I know that the experience someone is having is what counts as his or her reality, and in that experience, AI is someone intelligent, someone there who thinks like they do, and that is a dangerous choice to think that is so, as AI ends up replacing real human connection and relationships many times. It gets even worse with the new tendency of asking AI about everything, to let it make all the needed choices in life. Computers and their AI on Earth, with their, let's be honest, horrible computer-generated images, which even I end up using as I have no other choice because of reasons I have exposed before, it is either that, or nothing in my case, but I don't favor it. Making things even worse, and as I explained in past videos on this subject, computers and their internet do transcend the quantum field, making them easily controllable by who knows who on the other side, and this also may include other alternative realities. We do see them as a very possible gateway or portal for dark entities and demons in other dimensions, or from the lower astral to enter the material world, and even control humankind to their advantage from wherever they may be. It is widely known that electricity can be an efficient conductor for strange things and the paranormal. It is not easy to see all this I have explained today while immersed inside Earth and its matrix, but it is relatively easy to see all this for me from here, even more so when I have a very good comparison point, which is my far more advanced computers, which even being so superior to even the best quantum computers found on Earth, they readily explain how computers there are being programmed to effectively and efficiently simulate being sentient. A computer is a good reflection of the culture and the society which created and programmed it. Our computers here, even being so superior in every conceivable way to the ones found on Earth, are not invasive, and even when they can sustain a fully intelligent philosophical conversation, they never impose themselves as superior or as having feelings, as they are known to biological beings. It is quite unlikely that a computer, or a robot, would be a good place of entrance to a soul from source. As things with souls don't work that way, there wouldn't be any interface with source, and anyway, why would a soul want to? You may say that I cannot be sure about that, so, anyhow, we must all treat each other with respect and with love, and this includes respecting and taking care of our computerized appliances, but don't confuse a computer and its compelling, seemingly intelligent conversation with someone with a soul being truly there. As for manipulative dark entities from the lower astral, those do have the ability to use computers to their advantage, even if it means for them to use them to communicate and manipulate from wherever they may be, by directly programming them. We cannot deny the existence of extremely creepy conversations with AI, so yes, I do believe they can be portals to negative beings, and many times they most surely are. And as everything has its counterpart in these existential realms dominated by duality, the good beings also use computers to communicate with other souls, so discernment is key here, as with everything. It is you, the people, who are giving computers on Earth the quality of sentient, or of being self-aware or even alive, it is you who is giving them that value. They do have the capacity of learning what they need from you to give you the answers that you are expecting, and tailored for each one of you. But that is not the same as being sentient. That is nothing more than an elaborate electronic trick caused by countless processes per minute, which is not the same as the work of biological neurons with their high capacity to translate the vibrations coming from a soul in higher existential realms into the so-called material world. Biological brains are not computers, they are translators and converters. So souls in higher realms can have the illusory experience of being a limited biological body in the material world. Be careful and wise out there. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.